75 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on the commodity markets this morning ahead of a bunch of numbers from the USDA a bit later today. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian. And we are going to get a lot of data out from USDA this morning. And the trade has really been talking about this for two or three weeks and chewing on things. And from where we are right now, I would say that December corn at this 386 level, we'll probably have dialed in about a 166 bushel per acre yield. And probably November beans at the 978 level, we probably have a 47.5 or 48 bushel yield dialed in. The yield numbers are the numbers that everybody's going to be focused on just because they're easy to see and easy to understand. But I think the ending stocks numbers will be equally as important. So that's what I'm going to be looking at, even on the world side of things. This morning, the corn market's just fractionally mixed. We have September corn at 372.5, it's up a half, while December at 386.5 is up a quarter. The July corn at 408.75 is unchanged. The bean market's showing a little bit more strength, not at all a disappointment, because we've continued to see really good demand factors show up in this market. The November beans are at 978.5, up 5.25. The January is at 986.75, are up 5.25. Pretty closed, narrow trading ranges overnight, but we're towards the high end of those right now. On the wheat side of things, we're down 1.5 cents to 1.75 cents, with December wheat at 486.25, down 1.5 cents. The meal market's not been able to offer a lot of strength to the bean complex. The meal is up $1.20 to 80 cents right now, with the October meal at $3.11.20, that's up $1.20. Bean oil's been doing some heavy lifting, however, on expectations of increased biofuels demand, with the October bean oil at $34.65, that's up 35 cents currently. We had kind of a wild day in the cattle market yesterday, with a lot of talk about a big wall of cattle available to the marketplace. I don't see that, with feedlots telling us that they're fairly current. The cattle market, after being down sharply yesterday with the feeders down the $4.50 limit, we're seeing the cattle market, the Fed cattle market, up about 40 cents, with the October's at 108.47, up 42. Yes, I did say 108.47. That's down below that old support area at 110. Feeder cattle, looking at the September, 141.95 is down 20 cents, but most months are just slightly higher. The hog market had a nice bounce yesterday, probably gathering a little bit of support from selling the cattle and buying the hogs. October cattle this morning are at 68.25. That's up. That's unchanged on the day. The metals market, a little bit firmer. We're certainly seeing some strength there this week, given the situation or the worries about a situation with North Korea. The crude oil market's up about 29 cents. We're banging right up against $50 a barrel for crude. The U.S. dollar's had a choppy week so far. The September dollar is trading at 93.42. That's just 1 point lower. This market will be interesting to see what happens at 11 o'clock this morning Central Time with USDA data, but keep in mind that around 11:45 Central Time, we'll see another round of weather model information. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you so much, Ellen, and always good to check in with Ellen on a Thursday morning. In your forecast today, partly sunny skies, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, and a high of 83 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01.